Seeing the Lord and understanding Scripture is like looking at a stereograph. We stare and stare, focus and focus, then one day, our eyes relax and we stop trying so hard. We might see double a little bit, and then, oddly, things come into view within the picture. And there he is, glorious Jesus. Don't you know God gives us all ideas? Matthew 5:45. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. I believe if God didn't give man good ideas, he just wouldn't have any. Good ones, that is. Mankind, left to himself, tends to spiral downward. But with the Holy Spirit in our middle, we tend to spiral upward. But what is it which impairs our having ideas and understanding, with understanding being the mental putting together of ideas, or connecting the dots, so to speak? For those of us who know the Lord and read the Bible but still struggle with perception and understanding, there may be underlying issues that need to be acknowledged and addressed, like what I call spiritual binocular impairment, which is where our spiritual eyes are unable to align properly, creating two slightly different views of God within ourselves. Some would call this a type of spiritual cognitive dissonance. Two schools of faith that war with each other in our head. Many believers suffer from either being nearsighted or being farsighted, but neither of those seem to actually impair our ability to grasp God's communications. Aside from that, then, what else would impair our ability to hear and see the Lord? I have some ideas, and yes, I do believe the Lord pointed them out to me over a period of time concerning myself. One problem would be to suffer from a lazy eye, meaning one part of our spiritual vision is busy focusing on the Lord, but the other component of our stereoscopic view of Him seems to not be in a hurry to participate. It's just too much trouble. Proverbs 26:14. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed. How about having spiritual wall eyes, meaning both eyes look away from the point of focus, making balance and navigation a real challenge? Neither eye wants to cooperate, making vision a near impossibility. John 5:39-40. You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. And then there are those with wandering eyes, which do work together, but are easily led astray and have a lack of fidelity. They are not loyal to God or the rest of the body of Christ. They do what they want, when they want, and aren't committed to anything but their own vision. Jeremiah 2:19. Your evil ways will get you a sound thrashing. That's what you'll get. You'll pay dearly for your disloyal ways. Take a long, hard look at what you've done and its bitter results. Was it worth it to have walked out on your God? I had a dream once where I was traveling around town with a couple angels, and everywhere I looked, there was a large black spot right in the middle of the vision of my left eye. It was a dream of spiritual macular degeneration. I was seeing, but not seeing. Not that the view was messed up, it was me who wasn't seeing it. I fully believe that if God doesn't open our eyes and ears, then we will not see or hear His divine ideas and visions which He gave to us. Luke 24:30-31. Now it came to pass, as He sat at the table with them, that He took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew Him. All of those are vision problems that are treatable. But I do think we have to be interested enough to let the Lord repair those conflicts. The first being to admit there is a conflict in our heads and hearts to begin with. Being open to the Lord's ideas, taking a chance on what we see and hear, that it actually might be the Lord, I believe is a learned behavior. It sort of goes against everything our society and even some churches tell us. Some say God doesn't speak to men anymore. Well, that's just stupid. Why not? Personally, I don't see what the problem is. He has a mouth. We have ears. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. He speaks. We who have ears to hear know his voice. Three times in the book of John, Jesus said plainly that the sheep hear his voice, comprehend who is speaking, and follow him. I think that's pretty straightforward. Evelyn says, the Holy Spirit is so close to us, he gives us ideas and we think we thought of it. How open are we to the Lord's ideas and visions?